Snooks. Snooks, is that you?
Yes, Daddy, it's me.
Tonight, Fanny Bryce brings you again her newest characterization, Irma Potts, as well as her famous Baby Snooks. And now we find ourselves in Sycamore Terrace. It's a bright, sunshiny day, and down the street, his footsteps jaunty as he carries the morning mail, comes that gay young man in gray, Danny Thomas, in the role of Jerry Dingle's postman.
Morning, Mrs. Stackpool. A couple letters for you.
Thanks, Jerry. Who's the magazine for?
Dr. Hooper.
Gee, that girl on the cover of Collier's has a pretty face, hasn't she?
I'll say. I'd sure like to see the rest of her in Esquire. Well, so long.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hello, Irma. Where are you rushing to?
To the market. I'm doing some shopping for Mr. Higgins. You know, his wife's away, and I'm sort of helping out.
Oh, that's nice of you, Irma.
Well, I always say, if a person can't be helpful, what good is it? It just seems a shame, though, that Mr. Higgins is a married man.
Shame? What do you mean?
Well, wouldn't it be so much nicer if I was doing all this for somebody who was unattached?
Well, I guess you're right. There's at least a future.
Maybe you'd like me to come and cook dinner for you some night.
For me?
Yes. You get hungry, don't you?
Yeah, but you don't have to bother. I just drop into the cafeteria and have a bowl of soup.
Oh, that's terrible, Jerry, living that way. Restaurant soup is all right, but I always say a man's soup needs a woman's hand in it.
Oh, sure.
Besides, I'm very domesticated, Jerry, and I just love to cook. You don't even have to take me to a movie afterwards. We could just sit on your sofa, and I'd be satisfied.
Well, look, Irma, I have no kitchen in my place.
Oh. Well, then we could just sit on the sofa. Oh, you know what? Mm. You could come over to my place. I got the most beautiful love seat. I've had it for 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yes, and half of it is still brand new.
Well, I'll tell you, Irma, I'm kind of busy this week.
Well, how about next week?
Well,
I don't think I'm pursuing you, Jerry. I'm just trying to be helpful. Every man needs a woman's touch. I mean, now, wouldn't you just like to call somebody Mrs. Dingle?
Irma. That's my mother's name.
Oh. Gee, I'm terribly sorry. No offense, Jerry. Well, I better be rushing. Mr. Higgins is having a very important man over for dinner tonight.
Well, what's the occasion?
I don't know, but it's all so terribly mysterious. Hmm. Mr. Higgins has been working down in the cellar all day, and if anyone comes anywhere near me, just growls at you.
Hmm.
Oh, gee.
Working in the cellar, huh?
So I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on over at Snooks' house.
Eureka, it works.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, don't bother me now, Snooks. I'm busy.
I want to help.
No.
I want to help you.
Stop that. I don't need any help.
I won't be much help.
That's exactly why I want you to beat it.
What are you doing, little bit of Daddy?
Oh, well. You're going to know about it sooner or later, along with the rest of the world. Yeah. So I might as well tell you now. Do you see this apparatus?
A great big machine?
Yes. This great big machine, as you refer to it, is a great man's answer to the problem of concentrated food.
What's your answer, Daddy?
Simply this. My machine takes animal protein, dehydrates it, concentrates it, and dispenses it in the form of a pill.
Imagine that.
In other words, it's a meat pillar.
A meat pillar?
Yes.
I wish I had one.
Why should you want a meat pillow?
In case I get hungry while I'm sleeping.
Not pillow, pillar. And if you're sincerely interested, I'll explain it to you.
Sincerely?
All right.
Yeah.
You put the meat in this big opening at the top. Now stand back now, you're liable to fall in. And the meat is concentrated inside the machine and comes out as a little pill.
Oh.
You can do better than that, can you?
Yeah.
How?
Put a pill in and make meat come out.
Oh, how can I concentrate with you around?
You know how.
Oh, yes?
Just in a scene and you'll concentrate.
Very funny.
You like it, Daddy?
Oh, Snooks, please go away and let me work.
Why?
Because it's terribly important that I have everything in ship-shape condition for tonight. I've asked my boss over. If he likes the machine, he'll put money in it.
I thought you're supposed to put meat in it.
The money is to back the idea, to patent it. The War Department may be interested in this. Who knows?
Who knows?
Your presence, Snooks, at the first unveiling of the Higgins meat pillar. And you can tell that to your grandchildren.
I'll tell them, Daddy.
And you can tell them it was your father who invented the machine.
I'll tell them, Daddy.
And you can tell them that never before in the history of the world was animal protein vitaminized and dehydrated through the use of electronic centrifugal pressure.
You better tell them that, Daddy.
You don't understand. These pills are so high in nutritional value that one pill means a man can live for 3 days. Here, try one. Go ahead, Snow.
No, I need no pill.
For goodness sake, what can happen to you?
I'll only live for 3 days.
Snow, would I ask you to swallow this pill if I thought it would hurt you? Would I?
Wouldn't you? Of
course not. Now, don't be silly. Here, eat it.
All right, Daddy.
Oh. Snooks, you are now a part of history. Do you realize that in that one little pill, you just ate 10 pounds of meat?
Yes, Daddy.
Now, how did you like it?
I didn't.
Why not?
All that meat and no potatoes? Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeam bones in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He picks up at everything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His youth is a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners and he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a pig, you may grow up to be a pig. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day we meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Now back to Daddy Higgins as he tries desperately to iron out the kinks in his invention before eating.
Perfect. The 10 pounds of meat became a pill. Oh, if only one of the great men of science could see me now.
Hello, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, Jerry. Must you sneak up behind a man that way?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing down here anyway?
Well, Snook said you were inventing something. I thought I could help, you know. I've done a lot of that myself. I once invented a miniature parachute.
Really?
Yeah, I jumped off the roof once and hit the ground gently 4 times.
4 times?
Yeah, my suspenders got caught in a drain pipe.
Jerry, would you please stop looking over my shoulder?
Sure.
And cut out that whistling. It annoys me.
Okay.
Now you're blocking the light from the window.
Am I? Well, I'll move over. Oh, wait a minute. Boy, I guess I
Look, your costume. Look, Jerry. Why don't you take a walk around the block? And if you're not back in a couple of days, that'll be fine.
Don't you want me to help you, Mr. Higgins? If you're stuck, I might have a solution.
Go soak your head in it.
But I...
Get out of here. Come on now. Outside.
But I... Big Shot. Got a pair of pliers and a test tube, so he's an inventor. Inventor. If he's such a good inventor, why don't he invent himself a new face?
Don't stand there. Don't stand here. Don't whistle.
Excuse me for living, Mr. Higgins. It's a little habit I've gotten into lately. Tells me to take a walk around the block, and if I'm not back in 2 days, that'll be fine. My luck, I couldn't think of an answer. I should have said, you take a walk, and if you never come back, it'll even be finer. I should have said, what's the matter? I don't do enough walking all day? I should have said, what's the use? Now I think of it. Big Shot inventor. What's he got that I haven't got? An erector set? I could be a better inventor than him any day in the week. I might have been a great inventor. Sure. Why not? It's a free country. I'm a citizen.
And so I say to you, fellow members of the Royal Academy of Inventors, thanks again for erecting those two statues of me in the public park. Dingle the man and Dingle the boy. I thank you, and the pigeons thank you. True, it was I who gave the world the Dingle reversible shoe. I'm sure you all remember it. It has the heels in front, so you can only stub your toes when you're walking backwards. Then there was the Dingle umbrella. It looks like an umbrella, but it isn't. Made for when it looks like rain, and it doesn't. but these are only the little triumphs that the world hears about. You know of the period when I was hungry, penniless, pursued by my creditors. They hounded me mercilessly until one day the answer came to me. Simple. I would create a monster. A monster so terrifying, so ghastly, that no creditor would dare put a foot near my door. I remember the eventful night in my laboratory. Now. At long last, to bring to life the horrible monster I've made with my own hands. I pull the switch. He's moving. He's sitting up. He's standing. Speak to me, monster. Speak.
Hello.
What's that? Is that a voice for a monster?
That's for me to know and you to find out. My, what a lovely laboratory.
Maybe you'd like a little dolly to play with.
Oh, goody.
Fellow inventors, you can well imagine my dismay. A monster who says goody. I thought it would help matters. It would give him some pride in his work if I gave him a monstrous name like Frankenstein. So I called my monster Dinglestein. And then, one day... I ran into the room, and I found my monster cowering in the corner, white as a ghost. I said, Dinglestein, what's the matter? Why are you so terrified?
That man is here. That awful man from the finance company.
Look, Dinglestein, he's not supposed to frighten you. You're supposed to frighten him. Oh, why can't you act like a decent, horrible, gruesome monster?
Well, I've been sick.
Gentlemen, it was discouraging. A monster who refused to munch. I tried reasoning with him, to no avail. He just liked to sit around reading poetry, tending his little friends, the flowers. And then one day the worst happened. I saw him with a neighbor's children, playing jack. I put my head out the window and called, Henry! Henry Dinglestein!
Coming, master!
Sit down, Dinglestein. Let's have a man-to-monster talk. And stop chewing your fingernails. You'll get lead in your teeth.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, this is ridiculous. If I catch you playing jacks again, I'll break every bolt in your body. Well, what are you sniffling about?
You shouted at me.
This is the last straw. Where's my screwdriver?
No. Please, not that.
If you ask for it, I'm going to turn you into a vacuum cleaner. Oh.
Not a vacuum cleaner, I beg of you. The dust makes me sneeze.
My mind is made up.
Wait. I know what you can make me into.
What?
I'll whisper it in your ear.
Okay.
I got it.
Not bad. Gentlemen, he had given me an idea. Out of my greatest failure came my greatest triumph. The greatest of all inventions. Wright invented the aeroplane. It conquers space and height. Edison invented the electric bulb. It makes a dark room bright. Marconi with his wireless had an awful lot on the ball. But I've invented the dongle. It does anything at all. I'm the inventor of the dingle dongle, a boon at any price. It's an era hydra automatic spectra paratelescopic inframagna supercharged device. Someday we'll garner from the dingle dongle a world that's unforeseen. It grows nylon stockings in your garden, pulls your teeth and begs your pardon, cuts your hair and dyes it telly green. It's such a handy gadget, it's not too small or too big. It's better than a doodad, it's even greater than a thingamajig. Dig!
Dongle, oh dongle, you're amazing. What wonderful things you can do. You are snazzy. You are keen. And I are proud of you. You have furthered the progress of each industry you've taken hold of. Why, you have even made the blocks that people is the chips off the old of. And when you're attached to a gas tank, who needs an A or a B book? Because one dongle is equivalent to 200 gallons of high-octane gasoline, four white wall tires, a uniform chauffeur, and a C-book. Think of that. One measly little dongle. Sometimes it frightens me. And even connected to my radio, your future shows great promise. When you tune in Jack Benny, Bob Hope, or Bing Crosby, it comes out Danny Thomas. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I'm the inventor of the dingle dongle, a boon at any price. It's an era hydra automatic spectra paratelescopic polycosmodiographic biochemma hypothetic inframagna supercharged device.
From a great invention by Jerry Dingle to a great number by Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, Vincent Heumann's Great Day. We'll be right back. It's evening in the Higgins household as Snooks and Daddy await their guests. They are anxiously peering out through the front window.
Here they come, Snooks, up the driveway.
Oh!
Mr. Weemish, my boss. And look, he's holding his little son's arm.
Is his son with him?
Of course his son is with him if he's holding his arm. Now remember, Snooks, this is very important to your father. If Mr. Weemish backs my invention, I'll be rich and famous.
What'll I be?
You'll be my daughter.
Ain't I your daughter now?
Oh, stop that. I want you to be on your best behavior tonight. Be a perfect little lady. And be sure to take little Herbert's hat.
All right, Daddy.
But there's the doorbell now.
Yeah. Who can it be?
Oh. Well, 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 Mr. Weemish.
Well, 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 well.
All right,
well,
that's well. Enough.
Hello, Higgins. I took the liberty of bringing my little son Herbert along.
Glad to have him.
Glad to have him.
Come right in.
Come right in.
He sure is a handsome boy.
Are you kidding?
My daughter has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm so funny.
Well, go ahead, Snooks. Take Herbert's hat.
Give me your hat, Herbert. Beat it. My daddy says I gotta take your hat.
I told you to beat it.
Out.
Hit her, didn't he?
Well, boys will be boys, Mr. Weaver.
Yes, and girls will be girls. Out. Hit him, didn't I?
Snooks, why don't you take your little guest into the other room? Mr. Weemish and I have some business to talk over.
All right. Come on, Herbert. We'll go play bat and ball.
How do you play it?
I bat you and you ball. This way, Herbert.
Say, what's that thing, that big machine over there?
Oh, that's my daddy's invention. It takes 10 pounds of meat and changes it into one little bit of pill.
It does?
Oh, wait. Maybe it takes little pills and it changes it into 10 pounds of meat. Oh, I forgot which.
Jeez. I take pills and they don't change me into anything.
Yeah?
Where are they?
Here they are. Vitamin pills. Gee. Drop them in the top and you'll see big juicy steaks come out of the bottom.
Okay. It's a fake. Nothing happened. They're still pills.
Well, I'll show you it's a good invention. I'll go get some meat. Just you wait.
Turns pills into meat. I'll drop their alarm clock in. Maybe I'll get a wristwatch.
Hello. What's going on in there?
Holy smoke, the machine's busted. I better get out of here.
Snooks, what are you doing? Snooks, where are you?
Here I am, Daddy.
I told you not to touch this machine.
I didn't touch it.
Now, don't lie to me. There's 6 pills right here in the bottom.
I didn't put nothing in.
Now, listen, Snooks. Those 6 pills represent 60 pounds of...
Where's Herbert?
I don't know. I left him here playing with the machine.
Great Scott. Oh. Could it be possible that Herbert fell? Could that be?
Could be.
Oh. My boss brings his son here. And look at all that's left of him. What can I tell Mr. Weemish?
Tell him Herbert's been concentrating.
Oh, Higgins, can I come in now and see what you've got there?
Oh, no. Stay out. Stay out, Mr. Weemish. Don't come in yet.
Oh, you're going to really surprise me, huh?
Snooks, this is monstrous. How can I break it to him gently?
I know, Daddy.
Well, how?
Give him one pill at a time.
Oh, poor Herbert. 6 pills.
Don't cry, Daddy.
He was so young. Only 5.
Well, he's 6 now.
Oh, such a bright little boy.
Yeah.
So well-mannered.
Yeah.
And such a handsome little fellow.
Are you kidding?
Well, Higgins, I haven't got all night, you know.
We gotta break it to him, Snooks. Together.
Together.
Take my hand, darling.
Take my hand, darling.
Mr. Weemish.
Mr. Weemish.
Well, what's the matter with you two? What are you crying about? What are those pills you're handing me?
Herbert.
Herbert? What are you talking about? There's Herbert sitting right over there in that chair.
Good heavens, so it is.
Daddy, are you sure that's Herbert?
Of course.
Then who are these pills?
Oh.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.